This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye, and we're here at Apex House in the newsroom. And today I've been visited by one of the directors of KETSI, Key to Success International, which is an NGO and charity operating in Kenya. Warren Smith, how are you?
Hello, John. I'm fine. How are you today?
Yeah, good not to too bad. Thank you very much for coming up to Leicester to meet us today. So tell us a little bit about KETSI and what KETSI actually does in Kenya.
Yeah, KETSI is a charity set up in 2009, and it's really, really looking after orphan children, children that have less than nothing, John. We look at the situation in our country, and people say they've got nothing. They haven't got nothing. When you see the children in the Kibera slums, which is just outside of Nairobi, who are virtually walking through sewerage, and the train from Nairobi to Mombasa goes through what they call a village, which really isn't a village. It's just mud huts with potentially a little bit of slatted roof on top. And these children are there, and they've got nowhere going, and we're trying to help them. And I think your next question might be, Warren, how are you going to help them?
Well, I was going to say, how long has the NGO and charity been going in Kenya, and then how did you get involved?
Right, the NGO in Kenya has been going since 2009-10, and it was just by chance that I got involved. I was doing a consultancy for a company in London. I met Mary, who is one of the directors of KETSI, and she said, Warren, you might be able to help us with a few of your skills, limited as they are.
Mm-hmm. And what's your sort of day-to-day involvement, if you like, and what's your kind of aspirations for the future, moving forward?
Right. Well, my day-to-day involvement is really 100%. It's anything that KETSI asked me to do. I'm actually chair of the UK organisation, which is the governance of KETSI as an umbrella company. So we actually run KETSI Key Success International from the UK, and we have an office in Nairobi, Kenya, and I'm the chair of KETSI UK, KETSI International.
And what are your sort of aspirations for the future? What would you like to see happen in the next sort of, couple of years?
Okay. The thing, I have a bit of a thing that might sound a bit planned, but it isn't. It's training, education and self-sufficiency for our children in Kenya, and it's how we do that. And we have to do it ourselves. We have to train them, we have to educate them, we have to take them through commercial enterprise, and we have to take them into their future. And that's the plan. And the immediate plan is to start that really moving in Kenya.
Now, one of the big criticisms that always comes across of sort of international development and aid and support and stuff is coming and giving people things and telling them what to do. I mean, is your approach very much like that, or is it very different where you're trying to empower people locally to be responsible for, what happens to them, if you like? I mean, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's extremely different, John. I think the words self-sufficiency are very important. It isn't absolutely true that people in Kenya and Africa just want to put their hands out and receive things. I did a trip in May last year for 6 weeks in Kenya, and I really learned that these people really want to help themselves to go forward. So we're not a charity that just gives. We're a charity that wants to empower people to help themselves to go forward through training, education and commercial enterprise. And we hope to take them through that.
Okay, that's brilliant. Anything else you want to tell us, Warren?
I just really think that there's some incredibly exciting things happening. You are the editor of Citizen's Eye, and I'm very happy to say that we've built an association with you. And hopefully in April, you and I and a few delegates from the UK are going to be going out to Kenya to really see how we can start the commercial enterprise going for the benefit of our children.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thank you, John.